Hello and welcome to Courageous and Free. I'm your host, Jacqueline Mack, Clarity Coach, Rapid BS Clearer, and Wealth Activator. I'm also a retired high-ticket sales specialist, corporate trainer, and speaker. Now, I have designed this podcast for busy moms and dads, business owners, entrepreneurs, and corporate executives that are just like you. A tool to efficiently and effectively get clear on what fulfillment, purpose, and confidence means to you, as well as clear away all the BS to not only increase confidence and clarity rather easily, but transforming into the happiest and wealthiest version of you, which is living your dreams like a boss consistently. My genius and superpower is helping successful high performers create new boundaries and beliefs to lead them back to their truest desires, whether it's escaping the 9-to-5 or falling back in love with it. I help people live their dreams like a boss with inspiration, the expectation of success, and the fearlessness to show up in their truth confidently while operating only from their zone of genius with ease, without apologies and no shame for wanting it all and actually consistently living and receiving it all with grace and ease. If you are sick and tired of the hamster wheel to nowhere, are stuck in the guilt of wanting more, scared to commit, too freaked out to quit, have fears about failing, are constantly stuck in old ways of being and doing life, and yet know, like really know you were meant to have, be, do, and experience so much more, yet confused on the how, not sure who, not sure where to start, when it comes to making the necessary shifts without freaking out or feeling like a failure or giving up on your dreams, then this podcast is for you. So are you ready to live your truth, live a fulfilling life for the first time, or up-level your success? Then what are you waiting for? Let's go. Hey, real quick, before we jump in, I want to share with you the most critical, powerful prompts to reset each month with clarity, confidence, intention, and energetic momentum. These are the prompts that I've been using in my one-on-one coaching, as well as my group coaching, and even for myself before I ever even shared them with the public. These 7 prompts are what I use every single month, my clients use every single month, to start to understand what it's like to decide from and live from your vision. So if you're ready to ditch regrets for good, if you're ready to master your days versus your days controlling you, if you want to make decisions that no circumstance can stall, then these prompts are for you. And if you think you're too busy, I promise you, you can find time to master these prompts every single month in less than 20 minutes. Don't forget to grab that link in the show notes to grab your prompts today. Why did I boldly state to stop doing your best? I'm a recovering high performer coach and now human potential breakthrough radical return on investment coach. And these words, you know, when I was having this conversation actually with my husband just yesterday on my 43rd birthday, we were talking about this. Stop doing your best. Oof. Because it's blocking your potential. But only stop doing your best if you're going to do these other 2 things I'm going to mention here today. Because if you just stop doing your best without applying something else, if you're not showing up in certain behaviors and patterns of things, this could radically rock your world and those you work with on a day-to-day basis, not just your professional life, but also your personal life. So I say this with caution, but I also say this with full heart because I know firsthand. And the 2 things you would be switching, changing your best to actually better. In order to be better, we say do your best. But actually, no, better is enough. When it comes to living out your highest potential and tapping into the limitless possibilities, I've been listening actually to a couple new books around human potential, the science, the mindset, the behaviors, the patterns. You all know I love the books, The 4 Agreements. There's a whole series that's written by that author. And it's honoring your word, making no assumptions, taking nothing personally, and do your best, which over the last 5, 10 years. I've been changing the do your best to be your best. And now, after reflecting again yesterday on my birthday, I'm like, wow, 43 years. I probably have another 43 years if I'm lucky, you know, live to be 86, wouldn't be too bad. And how do I truly want to embrace this? How do I want to be? How do I want to show up? Well, just better. Better's enough. When I say better, to me, it opens up, oof, no pressure, lots of freedom, lots of fun, lots of possibility. So let that land for you. How does that feel? Not having to be your best all the time and just better is enough. Does that take pressure off yourself? The funny thing is, as a recovering high performer and being a coach in this space for a long, long time, helping other high performers be better high performers and burning out while doing it, especially in the area of high ticket sales, corporate health and wellness, energy management on a physical, mental, emotional, spiritual level. And here we are, landing in a space where I'm like, wow, better is enough. And here's the second piece of this. I say, do these two things instead. So practice just being better today. Better in the next hour, better tomorrow. And if that even seems like too much, because the pressure is still there, how can you help someone else simply be better? Or create that yes and. I'm going to be better today, doing, being, life just a little bit better, while helping others simply be better. That's really what I am at the root of all roots of being a coach and a mentor. Not necessarily telling people what to do and how to do it. Yeah, I can share some of the strategies and the structures and the tools and the modalities and the methods. But at the end of the day, it boils down to what is your better? Like, what does better feel like to you? What does it look like? For some people, better still has pressure. I get that. Well, what does your better without pressure look and feel like? And there's three things I kind of want to hit on today. The first one is when you're thinking about better versus best, and this is how we become our best. This is how we become our highest, fullest potential, unlocking limitless possibilities, is breaking free from the perfectionism. Breaking free, which is why you hear me say, I'm a recovering perfectionist. It still shows up in how I do and be at times. And I get to decide if it gets to still play a part and it does serve others or it doesn't, especially if it doesn't serve me. So let's explore, like, what are the effects of perfectionism? Well, it affects your decision mastery, your personal growth. And when you're just striving for that perfect timing, getting ready to get 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 ready, you never actually do. Right? How many of you have done that? I have. I still catch myself doing that, right? So let's embrace this progress over perfection. I've actually worked for a couple different companies as a consultant, as a high ticket closer, where they not only embraced progress over perfection as part of their values system. A couple even had bracelets that they gave out. I worked for a health and wellness program, again, reversing type 2 diabetes, reversing autoimmune disease. It was such an amazing methodology that I was able to help people see as a solution for them. And one of the bracelets, again, said progress over perfection, allowing a greater awareness of creativity, innovation, possibility, fulfillment, enjoying the journey. And when we can really just be aware of that and say, wow, I'm going to release the pressure of perfectionism and invite in the possibility of creativity and innovation and fulfillment to enjoy whatever it is that you're doing today. In this moment, in this hour, in this meeting, in this picking up the children in the car line, in this going to the grocery, in the simplicity of the little things in life even. If not those things, at least those things, right? And then eventually the bigger things too. Because again, we are a product of these patterns and habits and behaviors that for many of my clients, 20, 30, 40, 50 plus years firing and wiring together, and myself included, now 43 years. Now, thank goodness I've shifted and broke many of those habits and patterns and created new firing and wiring, but it doesn't mean the old behaviors and patterns don't pop up from time to time. And then I have my tools. Great tool, by the way, you can go grab the Power of the Reset tool. I am giving it away for free this month as a birthday, generously. So just DM me, Reset, anywhere on any of these platforms, in the chat of Instagram land, LinkedIn, comment on my podcast, give me a rating, message me, email me. Me or my team will give you those Power of the Reset journal prompts for free this month as a gift to you. So how do we embrace this? Well, through imperfect action, imperfect growth. This is a whole concept of just being and doing a little better each day. This is a powerful approach to not stalling when it comes to making decisions, trusting yourself. When it's a yes, it's a yes. When it's not a yes, it's a no. You don't have to sit and think about it. You don't have to pray about it. You don't have to go meditate on it. You don't have to walk about it. Your body will tell you when you close your eyes, tap in, tune in, and ask. Many of us have never practiced this before. This was new to me 10 years ago now. Yeah, in my mid-30s, I was like, what? Ask myself, close my eyes. That's full trust, full faith, right? That we know. And there's something bigger out there helping us. And we are most likely blocking it, right? Because of trying to be and do our best. When we could just do better. We can slow down. We can savor. When we embrace this imperfect action or imperfection as this catalyst for growth, as what's required for resilience and self-discovery, we can stop delaying our desires. We can stop delaying to this old pattern of getting ready to get ready. And again, going back to what does getting ready even mean? How do you know when you're ready? What are the things that are telling you that you're ready? Is it a number? Is it a feeling? Is it a certification? Is it a, what is the thing that you're giving your power away to tell you that you're ready or not? Ponder on that for a little bit. Journal about it. Be curious. Don't shame or blame. Just be curious. Be aware. Because it's personal. It's personal. And it's creating massive delay in the dreams and the desires that you deserve. It used to do this for myself. Not anymore. Not anymore. And then when we take this upon ourselves to unlock this perfectionism, to play in the space of possibility, growth, resilience, self-discovery, we can unlock fun, freedom, fulfillment. It's liberating. It's liberating when you adopt the mindset of focusing on growth, on focusing on progress rather than the perfection, exploring how letting go of the need to be perfect because it doesn't exist. And you can just play fully where you are with all possibility that exists, with all of your fullest potential that exists right now. But you're being stuck by perfectionism, imposter syndrome, not feeling ready, all of these limiting beliefs. So when was the last time you've allowed yourself to play in the space of possibility? When was the last place or time you've allowed yourself to explore new dreams, new desires? And maybe you're like, Jackie, I'm on old dreams and desires that I've had for the past 5, 10, 15, 20 years because I haven't experienced it yet. But that also tells me is you've probably given up to some degree, or you're giving your power away undoubtedly to someone else or something else or a situation or a circumstance. And I'm telling you, it doesn't have to be that way any longer. Have you allowed yourself to have a vision casting experience, which is what I do in my Activate and Create Laser coaching calls? Many of you have experienced those and they are life-changing. Breakthroughs happen on those short 35, 45 minute calls. Very impactful. That's why it's called laser coaching. Learning how to live from your vision, decide from your vision. Well, first you have to have the courage to tap in and tune into what is it that you desire, not just want. What is it that you desire to experience? What is it you desire to release, honor and release and let go or set boundaries around? Or here's the fun thing. That all seems super heavy. Again, this is all about taking the pressure off to just be better, do better, help others to do the same. So take this on instead. This is a lot lighter and a lot of fun. It's just play in the space of your day-to-day tasks, your day-to-day responsibilities, and imagine how you can change any of it to be a little more fun, playful. Whether it's, again, doing the mom and dad tasks, doing the partner tasks, doing the professional employee tasks, doing the business owner tasks, what are all the roles and responsibilities that you have throughout every day of the week that you show up to, and how can you create fun, playful? How can you make it better? Enjoy that task. Or let's take it another step. Let's delegate it. If there is simply no way you can enjoy it, there is no reason you have to or should or could. Like the shoulda, coulda, woulda thing, the blaming. Like, where is that coming from? Where's that meaning behind all of that, right? Who says we can't delegate? And if you're like just bored, this is a great other exercise to do. Some people have gotten just so caught up in being comfortable where they're at, quote unquote, settling because life is good or it's okay. And the rest seems too risky or scary. So we'll just stay here, whatever here is for you and your health and your relationships and your time freedom and your money freedom. And I'm telling you, deep down, if you ask yourself, there's one area of that you're desiring more. Connection, more richness in the connections that you have, maybe just a richness in new connections, community, love, adventure, money, time, all of it. It's all possible. So this was a really succinct, efficient talk today about releasing the trying to do your best every day, trying to be your best every day at every little thing. And instead, opt into better, just better, better for you, better for others, and see how that goes. See if that finally opens up that fun, that fulfillment, next level potential, next level possibility. If you need help with any of this, I am available. I am here. I'm here for you. Questions, you can comment below when you're watching the replay here. And we will send you so much love. Again, those Power the Reset journal prompts are available this month, free. Now, this is what I don't want. If you're getting it for free in May, I want feedback on how you applied them. I want feedback because you deserve this. This is why they're on my website for uber no-brainer inexpensive. But I know many of you are like, I'm going through things. I get it. We're giving our power away to those things. Well, this month, I'm giving you an opportunity to powerfully reset and to utilize everything you've just heard on this episode today through those journal prompts. I promise you it will unlock a lot of possibility and potential, but even bigger, a breakthrough. And we don't have to have a breakdown to have a breakthrough, right? So I'll see you on the next episode. Sending you out for so much love. Until next time, bye for now.
Wow, what an episode. One more thing before you go. Thank you for investing your time with me today. I truly mean this. The one thing no one, not even the billionaires, can buy back is time. Not the last 2 seconds or day or week or year. So thank you for investing time for yourself with me today. So if this episode got you inspired, activated more clarity on what's blocking your desires, or sparked more confidence than ever to take action toward your dreams, do me a huge favor and leave me a review. It will mean the absolute world to me and allows other busy, successful humans like you and I to find the show with ease. And it is truly the best way not only to show your gratitude for what I am sharing, but allows me to evaluate what the future episodes should be.